And I remember the first time that I had ever heard of the lynching of Jesse Washington here in Waco had been when I was back in college, back at UT. I had a friend of mine who was from New York, New York. And when we were talking, he asked me where I was from, and I told him Waco. And the first comment that he made to me about Waco was, "Hey, Waco, that's where they lynch people." I'm like, "Lynch? What you talking about?" And he said, "That's where they lynch people." And I mean, we kept talking. I'm like, I really didn't know what he was talking about. And so a couple of weeks went by, and he pulled out I'm not really sure if it was an Ebony magazine or a Jet magazine, and there was a picture of this lynching, and it had Jesse Washington there on the tree with these smiling white people and these nice little hats, and they were well dressed, and they had this man there on this tree, and it was Waco 1960. And I'm looking at it, and I called home, and I'm like asking my parents, "Did you all know about this lynching that happened in Waco in 1960?
Right.
And they're like, "Seems like we remember hearing about it, but we can't be sure." My parents are not from Waco. They're from around the Corsicana area. But they remember hearing about it, but we're not really sure about the date.
Right.
And growing up here in Waco and being reared here, I was just kind of dumbfounded that I had never heard of it before.